Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. I'm Stuart, and we have Larry with us for an update, and we got some interesting news on Bible codes. And I guess one could say there are many efforts now to stop Trump dead in his tracks, and that involves Soros, who, in my opinion, is committing treason against the United States and doesn't seem to be arrested for any of it. The Earth wobble seems to be getting very mysterious. So anyway, hi, Larry. How are you doing tonight?
Hello, Stuart. Thanks for having me.
Let's start with the Bible codes. You've done a little more research on it than I have, but boy, that sounds kind of strange. Some of the words that are being used, you want to get into that?
Yeah, I will. Actually, I was going to make a note of a news report that came out actually from the I guess this Decrophile had posted it a couple of days ago, and that's before I saw this new Rothman Torah code. But the headline was, and I'd read it already, but I want to reiterate it again. It says, Trump's first yes. Middle East action may target Iran. And they're reporting Donald Trump may pick Iran's nuclear sites as targets in his first military campaign. And you know, of course, everybody says, well, that's Israel, that's Decrophile, you know, blah, 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 no, you know, nothing to see here, move on. And we did. But then Barry Rothman, on the 14th of November, actually did he was running a Torah code, actually, that's still under construction, I suppose, but he was running it as a first look at a Trump administration and the issues. And he had a very surprising hit on two of the Torah codes he was running. And when you're ready, I'll name the words that were interpreted.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, by all means.
Okay, and I'll do the first code first, and I'll name it 1 through 9 of the words that were interpreted from the Hebrew into English. And then get your comments, and then I'll go to the second code. But the first one is, the first was found was President Trump. Number 2, Iran. Number 3, all who go out to war. Number 4, border. Number 5, wall. Number 6, Obama. Number 7, Israel. Number 8, treaty. Number 9, immigrants.
Well, I often wondered, you know, we have a Daniel chapter 8, which already happened, but it's a dual prophecy because it distinctly says in the latter years, in the latter days, this will happen. And it is Iran who goes in a blitzerig attack north, south, east, and west, and the ram and the he-goat. And there's a fellow over in Israel that did extensive research on that particular prophecy who said that obviously the United States is the he-goat that comes across the ground, not touching the ground. So it's an aerial attack and all but destroys Iran, Persia. So this gets very, very interesting because I often wondered, well, Obama is doing nothing but supporting Iran and, you know, push through that treaty with them that gives them just about everything they ever wanted, and said himself that when push came to shove, he would be on the side of the Muslims. So the question would be then, if Obama was still in would he attack Iran for this blitzkrieg attack all over the place in the Middle East? And the answer most likely is Trump would. Obama would not. So this is very, very interesting to me, because this is beginning to show that Daniel 8 is now maybe in the offering, and major war is going to start over there in the Middle East. And I've often thought, how do you have a peace treaty without major war to force the people into it? You know what I mean? So it sounds to me like you got to have the war, be it Isaiah 17, Daniel 8, or Ezekiel 38, 39, all kind of combined in there. And we don't really know the sequence. So then a treaty is put forth, and by the United Nations and their military arm, of course, NATO, which is the United States military. So I don't know, does that make sense to you, Larry? As a possibility,
it
anyway?
Does. Yeah, it actually does. And what's so interesting, Barry Rothman, if you'll remember, just before the election, and we made comments on that, he ran a Torah code that showed that Donald Trump would win the presidency running against Hillary Clinton. And, you know, we made comments about that, and actually Barry had made the comment, would that actually pan out as a good Torah code, or did they misinterpret it some way? And of course, it has panned out. And in the first Torah code we just read, the Torah code itself refers to Trump as not Donald Trump, but President Trump. And one of the most distinguishing factors of the code itself is President Trump is established on the Torah code directly above the name Iran. So there is a conflict issue there. And what's interesting, Barry Rothman ran these other codes after the election, and let me read the second one, because it is really interesting. You know, I know a lot of people think Torah codes are just speculation and a lot of nonsense, but you can't make this stuff up. The second Torah code he ran, which he calls Gatekeeper Priebus, which we know Priebus has been picked by Donald Trump to be his chief of staff. Here are the wording from the Hebrew that's interpreted into English. Number one, President Trump. There you go again. Number two, previous. Number three, gatekeeper. And number four, he will serve me.
Wow. So anybody that wants to get to Trump has to go through this guy who is the gatekeeper. Fascinating. If you go back to the first one you read, you've got something there about the wall. It says border.
Oh, yeah.
And then wall. Well, that's exactly what Trump has threatened to do. He's going to put up a wall along the southern border. Of course, if you plug the southern border, they'll come in through the north. But
Yeah. And what's interesting is 6, 7, and 8 in that Torah code, it says Obama, Israel, and treaty. Now, Obama's on his last trip overseas, I guess it's trying to explain Trump. But anyway, he's also trying to push the peace treaty. He's trying to set up some kind of meeting with Netanyahu and, you know, the leader of the Palestinians. And Netanyahu sent him a coded message I read yesterday that said, let's just put this on the sideline right now. There's about to be a new, well, I guess you could say a new sheriff in town, so to speak. And
right.
Netanyahu is pretty much waysiding the meeting that Obama wanted to push through at the last minute. And this is what's interesting, too. You know, I've talked about the three wild cards that seem to be operating side by side, which is Netanyahu and Putin and Donald Trump, and whoever would have thought that one, you know, was coming down the road. But I want to read this from Debrafile. This is today, November the 16th. Listen to this one. I'd like your comments on it, because I believe it goes into what you were already talking about. It says, Russia's low-key Syrian operation against Islamist terrorists in Syria aimed at drawing President-elect Donald Trump into a consensus on a basis for a U.S.-Russian cooperation in Syria under a Trump administration.
Wow. Well, now let's just play a little chess here. You're the CEO, so to speak, of Iran. You're watching America and Russia joining forces. Would they not consider that possibly a threat?
I think they would.
So something has to trigger Iran to go north, east, south, and west in a blitzerig attack, which is outlined in Daniel chapter 8. So what we should be looking for, I guess, is some sort of a trigger event. And in this Bible code, it says treaty. Is this that seven-year treaty that they're talking about, which might be the Oslo Accords or some treaty that is being drafted up among the Arab nations? Nobody really knows what this seven-year treaty really is. It doesn't really tell us too much about it other than it's a seven-year. The Oslo Accords were because they were divided up into 2 years and 5 years, which adds up to seven. In fact, I remember when the Oslo Accords went into effect, Tom Brokaw, I think he was NBC News, announced a seven-year agreement, and that was also carried by the BBC as a seven-year agreement. So they could revive that. That's kind of been shelved, but that could be brought out and enforced. But I don't see how that would be enforced unless they know that there's going to be a war here. You know, the Bible's pretty, I guess one could say, stern in Psalm 2 that the kings and rulers of the earth all get together and they have one plan, and that is to dethrone Jesus Christ, God the Father and the Holy Ghost, and bring in their fake Messiah. So with that in mind, one never knows who's doing what or why, I guess. What do you think?
Well, yeah, you're right. And this wild card, Netanyahu or Israel or, you know, any way you want to play it, there's some interesting stuff going on. Matter of fact, Koenig International News did a post today, and it says that Netanyahu says that Israel is in close contact continually with Moscow to avoid issues over Syria, and that Bibi was using this close contact to avoid any collision of any kind between the IDF and the Russian army. And as a matter of fact, we didn't report it, but I think it was yesterday, here it is, Breaking Israel News reported, said the Israeli Defense Forces attacked a Syrian army battery after a missile was fired at the Golan Heights of Israel from that location. So we continue to see close working together between Israel and Russia that is staving off any flashpoints for now all around that region. And we see over and over and over Israel attacking positions, whether they're terrorists, whether they're Islamist, whether they're even the Syrian army, you know, he's hitting back. And Putin seems to be on the wayside there just watching and allowing Israel to defend itself.
Well, this would go hand in hand with this concept of the Sanhedrin saying they want a third temple, and they want Putin and they want Trump to, and obviously Netanyahu, to approve it, which is not going to go too well with the Arab world. So things are really heating up because they know once that third temple starts going up, we are in the last time, and I think these people know it. I think everybody on the planet knows something's in the wind. I think they're getting restless, and they know something's coming. They just have no idea what it is. And it would be wise for them to read Bible prophecy because then they'd know what it is. But we're kind of watching the rebirth of, I guess one could call it tribulational Israel is now coming into view, as is probably Daniel 8, Isaiah 17, and Ezekiel 38, 39. Seems like it's all coming together very rapidly.
Well, it does. And to really, you know, just totally agree with what you're saying, Skywatch TV had a post this morning, said, after a Trump victory, said pressure is building to officially name Jerusalem the capital of Israel. And you know how explosive that is. You know, we already are aware of the volatility of that. And we're seeing more and more reports of contact between Putin and Trump. And Trump, of course, doesn't go into office till January. But we're seeing, you know, conversations already occurring involving Netanyahu. And then we also yesterday heard reports that Netanyahu was telling his ministers, government ministers, and also the press in Israel to quieten down, to keep this quiet for now. It would cause Trump trouble. So I think the whole world is feeling something's afoot, and it's totally anti-Obama. There's no doubt about that. And you know, anti-globalist. It's something afoot that is stirring up a lot of trouble.
Well, we've got something else going on. I was just watching Tucker Carlson on Fox News, and he interviewed two of the electors from the you know, the recent presidential thing, who are changing their vote. They're not going to vote for Trump. They're changing their vote. Now, Soros is behind this. I'm a firm believer of that, because it was his idea and Hillary's idea. Look, if we can change the Electoral College, we can throw the election either our way, or at least it gets Trump out. Now, what these kids, and they were young kids basically, said, well, we think Trump is just unfit to lead America. So we're not going to pay any attention to how our state voted. We don't think he's fit personally, so we're not going to vote that way. And Tucker made the remark, well, let's say you guys throw the election. What do you think's going to happen in this country if you do that? So we always have to remember that the Masonic motto, order out of chaos. So they have to first create the chaos. What do you think would happen, Larry, if they actually did try to throw this election? Kind of like what the bots were talking about, confusion, chaos. What do you think? Do you think they could do it?
Well, I'm beginning to think, though, that they may reach a point in America where people get off the couch.
And I don't think, yeah, you got that right.
And I don't really think that the left is really, even mentally, the poor little daffodils, I don't think they're mentally prepared for the American people to get off the couch and even come outside. I think I find it interesting that we got a report, you know, Stuart, that Putin had made a remark that a Donald Trump election victory had averted a World War III, but Putin also remarked that it may have began the American Revolution.
Well, this is it. If Soros, to me, is committing high treason, I don't see how you can move into a country, finance protesters to burn, and be, getting into that, there's a bunch of rumors around about Chicago being a false flag. Have you got any more news on that, that Chicago may burn in the next couple days?
No, just hearing a lot of trouble that seems to be arising in that direction. Of course, the mayor of Chicago, which I guess is the murder capital of maybe the world, who knows, may, you know, Chicago is probably on a level maybe with Aleppo. The mayor, you know, Emmanuel,
yeah,
just came out
right,
and declared, yeah, he just declared, you know, that he was going to resist you know, this is an immigrant city, and he's going to resist any Donald Trump movement to, you know, arrest even criminal immigrants. He's going to resist it. So there appears to be a real move on to the left. Yeah, there's a big move, and all I can see is that we either have law in this country or we don't have any at all. And I think if the American people really ever get off the couch, there's going to be real trouble.
Well, what's interesting to me is that, to me, the left, now, Chicago is Ron Emanuel, right? And he's an Obama buddy, and that was Obama's basically hometown, and Bill Ayers and the communists and the Marxists and how to overthrow the United States. So it is possible that they might try to ignite riots all over the United States, and then Obama can declare martial law and stop Trump from ever taking office. So, you know, it's really going to get interesting to see which way this thing goes. They're pulling out all the plugs to stop him. If the electors, and they can't swing that, they always have riots. They could start World War III. They could collapse the economy. But if God is behind Trump, big time trouble. And I often wondered when you know we were discussing Trump, even if God's hand is on him, and he is a kind of a double of Cyrus back in the days of the Persian king, how long does he actually stay in office? Long enough to do what God wants and, you know, have Israel's third commonwealth really come up with the Temple Mount. Sanhedrin's already ready to go. So this thing can come unglued real quick.
Well, what's interesting, we recently, I say you're right. And recently, you know, Richard Shaw was telling us how secretly they have already found some of the, you know, the ingredients for a cleansing and a work in a temple. Sometimes, you know, it could even actually begin as a temple in the wilderness type setting. And, you know, it's funny how all this seems to be coming together. And of course, Richard also said, and warned us that Israel was trying to keep all of this information quiet because it's too volatile.
Oh, yeah, the Arabs would go crazy. However, if they find the red heifer, you know, without spot, without blemish, and I've heard rumors. Have you heard rumors about that they already have found it?
Yes, I have. I've heard rumors that they've already found it, and it's been shipped to Israel.
So, folks, if you're not familiar with it, the ashes of the red heifer is a ritual that they go through, and actually it authenticates the newest thing. That's why they've been waiting for a red heifer without spot and without blemish. And I agree with Larry. I think they've already found it, and they've shipped it. And they're finding all the temple things they need to reinstitute the rituals of ancient Israel. So we have to be extremely close, don't you think, Larry, to some major stuff going on?
Oh, I do. And as a matter of fact, you know, what we're talking about, most of the what you would call religious world just totally rejects, just outright rejects even the thought of. But I think that we are closer. I think we've been in an overlap between grace and the millennium.
Yep.
You know, I think this overlap is probably, we've moved through the overlap into an area now that's becoming very, very dangerous, because we may be in a portion biblically unknown almost.
Grace. Yeah, grace closes. And the tribulation begins. The supermoon. I got the impression it didn't rise where it was supposed to. Did you
well,
notice anything like that?
Well, I did, and it was right after the 8.0 major earthquake off of New Zealand, and there's been a lot and lots of aftershocks. They're still having them off of New Zealand, that South Island especially. I noted that immediately after that, the moon came up, and it was actually the night before the supermoon night. It was in the wrong place. It was further north, and then the next night it still came up further north than what had been coming up. And so, yeah, it's not quite right.
Well, for you folks out there, Isaiah chapter 24, you might want to park on that and read it. But anyway, verse 20, the earth shall reel to and fro like a drunkard, and shall be removed like a cottage, and the transgression thereof shall be heavy upon it, and it shall fall and not rise again. We are running out of time here a little bit, but Larry, you had a vision about an earth shift. Can you elaborate on that for the folks? Because this is important. This is going to change the weather patterns. It's going to change everything. And we got a major storm developing here early, actually, coming in.
Yeah.
And it may drop up to a foot of snow.
I saw that, Stuart. I posted some of that, and I saw that video that we looked at talking about the polar shift to the south about 1,000 miles. And this was about the same time, Stuart, that we talked about the supermoon being in a different place and that major earthquake. I'll just quickly, because I know we don't have much time left, I saw what I was actually I called the white buffalo vision, and I was shown what was a partial polar shift. It was a partial shift. And, you know, the thing about it was, you know, we had talked to Red Elk. You had him down, and you interviewed him at your place. And
mm-hmm.
we talked about those things, and, you know, he said that partial shift would happen prior to a real total shift of the poles. And so I think we're very close to the partial.
And that was supposed to be kind of a warning, was it not, for humanity? You know?
That was what I was told, that it was the partial polar shift would be a warning.
Wow. I tell you what, this is really getting interesting, folks. Keep your eyes wide open. I don't think we know half of what is planned, and I don't know how you figure it out. I think you just kind of, you know, you only have the Bible as the guide, and the Bible indicates that America's going down, and that we are definitely under judgment, and therefore I believe Trump is going to be part of that judgment, maybe not knowingly, but he's going to be part of it. What say you, Larry? Closing remarks.
Oh, my. We are seeing, and I too am aware of that shift of the weather system that's about to hit really the upper half of the whole country, it appears, the U.S. People need to be prepared, especially going into this winter, for very rapid changes of weather. And you know, any of that activity, because we're in a different kind of time.
Yeah, the jet streams are wobbling all over the place. The ocean currents are changing and slowing down in some areas, eddying in others, which is going to totally change the weather. And people do really need to pay attention to it. A lot of people lose their lives because they're not really paying attention to the weather. So any more news other than the buildup? I guess the Soviet buildup is still continuing, is it not?
Yeah, they say that it's the largest Russian buildup of naval forces in the Mediterranean, and this is under
ever?
The eye of the Israelis, and it's continuing, the buildup.
So I guess war is imminent, even though Trump is being elected. So anyway, how do people reach you, Larry?
Well, the quickest way is my blog, LarryWTaylor.org. That's LarryWTaylor.org.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on and sharing that. And we'll try to hit something up Friday night. And good night, folks, and thanks for listening.